join me, and we will get started with this. I'm going to give you a little take on this here. I'll wait for Jack to come in. We'll do that. Tonight, 7 o'clock Eastern on ACC Network, it'll be the Hurricanes going against Miami, Ohio. We're waiting for our guest to join us. It'll be Jack Smeltinger. He's about to join us shortly, and he'll be joining us. He'll be joining me. We'll preview tonight's game. Let me see if I can share this. He asked me to do that, so hold on a second. Let me see. Hold on a second. Let me go here. I'll be with you. Smeltinger, yes, we're going to add him. My guest this week, hopefully my video works. Hey, Jack, can you hear me? Can you see me?
Yes, sir, I can see you. What's up?
Hey, how you doing, Jack? Good to have you. Ready to start?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, let's go. Good evening, good afternoon. Welcome to my video podcast. My guest this week is Jack. Let me spell this right. Jack Smeltinger, is that correct?
Yep, you got it.
Yeah, he's a student. He's the sports editor for... What's the name? The Miami Student or something?
That's right. The Miami Student. The Miami student. University Student Newspaper.
Good. Thank you for taking a few minutes to join me. Sorry for my video might not working for some reason. I don't know why it's not working, but that's okay. I'm watching two highlights. I was watching Brett Gabbert last year against Miami against Ohio, and he's healthy. He's very good. He missed the bowl game, obviously. What stands out to you about Brett Gabbert?
For me, I think really what stands out about Brett Gabbert, when he's healthy, he is an extremely escapable quarterback. He can move all around the pocket when that pressure comes, which it has a lot in his career. The Redhawks have had issues along the offensive line. Yeah. Gabbert's able to get out of there, and the ball comes off his hand really fast. Even on the run, off balance, he can make some really good throws.
Yeah, I'm looking at that too. When I saw the Bahamas Bowl last year against UAB, I've noticed from the Bahamas Bowl, I've counted about 12 guys that played in that game will be in this game tonight. I've noticed they have a lot of experience. What do you think, to me, the keys to the game are tonight? What will we see tonight that we saw in the Bahamas Bowl? Because the way I look at it, it's pretty much the same personnel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Miami is really returning a lot of their guys. The one big difference, obviously, is going to be Brett Gabbert under center for Miami, and that's going to be something to watch. The Red Hawk defense is a really experienced unit, like you said, and expect them to give the Hurricanes at least some trouble, especially maybe in the first half. Miami's kept games close in the first half against Power 5 opponents in the past. The offensive line, like you said, really experienced. They should be able to put up a pretty good fight against that Miami defensive line, which I know has some really good players on it. Mm-hmm. Mostly, I think what we should expect to see, Miami Redhawks are also coming in with a new offensive coordinator, so we don't exactly know what they're going to throw out there on offense, but I think we should expect to just see the Redhawks come out playing really hard, and hopefully they can keep that pace up for the entire game. Don't get too tired down there.
I looked at the Bahamas Bowl. To me, the Bahamas Bowl, I mean, UAB was able to get to the backup quarterback in that game. If I'm not mistaken, it was Avion Smith.
That's right.
What will be different about Gabbert going into this game?
Yeah, so Avion Smith is a really good quarterback, too. He beat Northwestern back in, I believe, early October last year, maybe late September.
I think that's before he got hurt. He got hurt in the Ohio game, the last play of the game.
Yeah, so Brett Gabbert, he actually got hurt last year in week one against Kentucky, too. He ended up coming back against Western Michigan and then played 3 weeks and then got hurt in the Ohio game, and that ended his season. So,
yeah.
But Avion Smith, just just two different play styles. Brett Gabbert has a lot more experience throwing the ball. 26 touchdowns and 6 interceptions in 2021. So you should really just expect Brett, if he gets the chance, if he can get some receivers open, he'll be slinging it around the field.
Yeah, I think so too. I think when I look, how is Miami prepared to face, Miami, Ohio prepared to face an offense like with a healthy Tyler Van Dyke and then revamped Miami Hurricanes offensive line?
So we kind of talked about, or at the press conference, the Red Hawks kind of talked about how the offense has been throwing a whole bunch of different looks at the defense. And I think that that's really kind of how they've prepared, mostly just trying to get every type of thing down so that they can really attack these Miami Hurricanes any way they see fit once they see how that defense comes out under Guidry, I believe, is their new defensive coordinator.
Lance Guidry is our new defensive coordinator, yes.
Right. Yeah, Lance Guidry, who spent time with the Red Hawks back in, I believe, 2010. But I think that they've really just kind of focused on trying to be able to put a lot of different looks out there and try to give that new Lance Guidry defense some fits in this first game.
Yeah, I look at your front. I mean, your front four, everyone's back from that, from the bowl. Everyone, three, mm-hmm. all of them's back from the bowl game.
Yeah, so, yeah, the defensive line is really experienced, and they've got some serious athletes on that thing, too.
Yes, and I've looked at it. I mean, to me, the one that stands out, I've looked at, is Matt Salopek. At middle linebacker, at the linebacker spot. I mean, the guy's pretty good from what I've seen from the limited film I've seen.
Yeah, absolutely. Salopek's a really, really athletic guy. He's big too, 6'1", 230, so he can stuff the run. He can play pretty well in coverage and really just one of the vocal leaders of that defense. He's got a lot of experience in Division I football. The Redhawks did lose Ryan McWood, who was a linebacker last year for them. He was in his 7th season at Miami due to the COVID season, normal redshirt injury, redshirt. So that's going to be a big loss.
Yeah, there's no doubt. You did lose Brack from the bowl game mm-hmm. for this game. But this is a team like our coach Mario Cristobal said it this week in his press conference. This is an experienced group, Jack. I mean, that's an experienced group. He credited Miami, Ohio. He knows it's going to be a tough fight. I mean, we know this is a very good team. Let me ask you this, Jack. Keith, when they left for Miami, how did they prepare to deal with the humidity in South Florida this week?
Yeah, so that's going to be an interesting question. It's been hot here in Ohio the last week or so. Thursday, so a week ago yesterday, was 98 and pretty humid. It hasn't been quite that since then, but they do have experience practicing in hot, humid conditions. It'll be interesting to see if they're able to hold up in South Florida. Only thing I have to say is I'm really glad that it's not a day game, because if they had that South Florida sun beating down on them on that way sideline, it'd be rough. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, God, about that. I mean, keys to the game, Jack. For me, keys to the game for Miami of Florida. Don't get anybody hurt. Do not look ahead to the big one against Texas A&M next week, and basically impose their will early on, and demoralize Miami, Ohio as early as possible in this game. What is Miami, Ohio's keys to tonight's game?
I think for one thing, the Red Hawks are certainly not going to be looking past the Hurricanes. I think there is a chance that the Hurricanes could be looking at Texas A&M next week, but Miami's just going to have to really come out playing hard. We know they're going to do that. Head coach Chuck Martin said in his last press conference, there's going to be a lot of guys trying to win the Red Hawks that game on the opening kickoff, mm-hmm. and that is for sure. So we know they're going to play hard. I think they just need to play within themselves, because they can't afford many mistakes against this Hurricane team. And I think that they have to honestly hope that the Miami Hurricanes make some mistakes. They're probably going to have to get lucky to have any chance of coming out of this one with a win, but that's why they play the games. You never know.
A thing I looked at, have they looked at the Middle Tennessee game from last year? Because our fans down here, people have talked about the Middle Tennessee game. See, coming off the PTS, the Middle Tennessee game last year, and the season went downhill after that. I mean, there's still some trepidation among our fans that it is still there. It is still an issue. Has Miami, Ohio looked at any tape from Middle Tennessee last year?
Yeah, so I do not know for sure, but, I mean, you have to imagine that Chuck Martin made his team, his offense, watch that entire game two times at least. I mean, they've got to be looking at that and seeing how Middle Tennessee was able to score 45 points on that Hurricane defense. Granted, it's a different unit this year, as we all know, but yeah. I think that they should be definitely watching that tape.
The only guy, Kate, that's back from the Bahamas Bowl against UAB is Jaquez Warren at safety. Give me some background on him.
Yeah, so Jaquez Warren, he's a pretty experienced guy. The Redhawks, like you said, did lose a lot in their secondary, John Saunders to Ole Miss. Jaquez Warren, he's a super athletic safety. He'll be able to go out there and play center field, maybe swat some balls down, maybe even get a pick, which is something the Redhawks are probably going to have to rely on if they want a chance of winning this game. They did well forcing turnovers last year.
Yeah.
Basically just a good type of safety. Well, it remains to be seen what the secondary is going to look like, though.
Yeah, I looked at the secondary from the Bahamas Bowl of this game. They have three, McKee, Blakely, Caldwell. This is a pretty, McKee 5'10". Then you have a big 6'3" corner in Caldwell. I mean, he's a redshirt freshman. What can you tell me about this kid?
Yeah, Ambe Caldwell, he played a decent number of snaps last year. I don't know.
That's Jeremiah Caldwell, by the way. Jeremiah Caldwell.
Oh, Jeremiah Caldwell, my bad. Yeah, Jeremiah Caldwell, he played a decent number of snaps last year. I don't remember exactly off the top of my head, but like you said, he's a really big guy. He likes to get physical in there, and he can cover too. So that's definitely a guy to watch out for.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to have to look at that against Colby. Maybe he goes against Colby Young tonight or Miami Hurricanes wide receiver. Miles Marshall is a guy, he's a pretty good player too, if I'm not mistaken. 5th-year senior from Lilburn, Georgia.
Yeah, that's right. He transferred in from Indiana a couple years ago, and 6'4", 200 something pounds.
212.
Really, 212 pounds, big, strong guy out there. And if he's able to, I think we'll probably see him coming out of the slot a decent amount and on the outside a decent amount. And if he's able to find some space, get open, and get the ball in his hands, he's a tough runner too. So
yeah,
that's definitely a guy I'm going to watch. He's one of the only receivers on this Redhawk team with any catches in Division I football.
And I'm looking at
Division I FBS football.
Looking at Kenny Tracy, who played in the Bahamas Bowl, and then Kenny Tracy's now their lead back. I mean, Tyrus Shelton is probably – I think Tyrus Shelton's not there anymore. I think he's gone.
That's right.
I got to go back to Gabbert. I mean, Brett Gabbert is the kind of guy – he's the brother, by the way, of Blaine Gabbert, former Buccaneer. And I have to tell you, when you look at Brett – I look at Brett Gabbert, I said, hey, this guy's tough as hell. I'm telling you.
He is. He's a tough guy, and he's a really talented quarterback. I think Hurricanes fans, those who haven't studied up on Brett Gabbert like you have, I think they're going to be a little bit surprised tonight. He looks a lot more like a par 5 QB than you might expect from the Miami Redhawks.
Yeah, and I look at I think the favorite target when I'm watching is Jack Caldiron. I mean, that has to be his favorite target.
Yeah, that's a connection that we saw a lot. And Caldiron, big guy, big catch radius. Gabbert, able to fit it in there nicely to him. He's lost his two best receivers from his two big years. Jack Sorensen was here forever. I believe he broke the single-season yards record for Miami in his final year. And then Mac Hippenhammer last year. He's with the Bengals.
Hippenhammer's now in Cincinnati. Well. Yeah, I read about Hippenhammer. I mean, that's the guy, and I looked at from this game. To me, like I said, I think you mentioned keys to the game. I'm going to let you go on this. Give me your prediction and what you think what has to happen for Miami, Ohio to win, and I'll give you mine from what Miami and Florida has to do to win.
Awesome. Yeah, so for what Miami has to do to win, they just have to play within themselves, play their game, play mistake-free football, basically. They don't have hardly any room for error. They're going to have to keep the pocket clean for Brett Gabbert, or at least give him a little bit of time. And I think they'll have a decent chance to score some points. We know their defense is pretty decent. My prediction for today, I'm going to go Hurricanes 31, Redhawks 17.
Yeah, the way I see it is don't get anybody hurt. Have the strong running game early. Get Van Dyke time to throw. Hope he studies tape of the Bahamas Bowl from last year and say, listen, don't look ahead to A&M. Mario Cristobal has instilled the DNA of this team. It's one game at a time. Do not look ahead. Hopefully we learned a lesson from the Middle Tennessee game last year. And let's take care of business tonight. I'm going to go Hurricanes 52, Miami, Ohio 14. That's the way I look at it. Jack, listen, thank you so much for taking time to join me today. Enjoy the game tonight, and we'll talk down the road soon.
Absolutely. It was a great time. I hope you enjoy the game tonight, too.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Go Red Hawks.